too many young people, I find these days, are getting themselves involved in criminal activities, and it's starting from the home. You can't tell me that you have parents, as parents, we have a child that is 14, 15, he start being truant from secondary school. By the time he reached 17, 18, he already dropped out of school. He's not working anyway, but he leaves during the morning, and he comes back, he gives me whatever he wants to eat, to drink, a little spending money. Then you go into his room to clean his room. You raise up his pillow, you see under his pillow there's a firearm. There's some drugs. All you do, you put it back and say, I don't want to get in nothing with him. What are you encouraging there? You do so, he comes home and he gives you a $500 there. He gave his sister a gold chain over there. He gave his brother a watch over there. Where is it coming from? You are seeing nothing. And that is why you find sometimes when those persons get killed, you always find the persons are saying, yeah, they're hand and foot. Now, how can you be somebody hand and foot, as you say, colloquially, when you never work in your life? Where do you get to give? So that problem starts in the homes.